the late Penny Valentine, writing in Disc and Music Echo in 1971, looked back over the first steps of an amazing career.
In April 1970, an album was released that was to whisk Reg Dwight of Pinner into Elton John. It was quite simply titled Elton John.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
And it brought to the attention of the public and critic alike a phenomenon of British rock music. Elton had released an album earlier, Empty Skies, but it meant practically nothing until it was re-released sometime after his initial impact and was highly lauded, especially by the American critics who by then had witnessed his first US tour and the beginning of a man who was to suddenly become something of a legend in the annals of English music.
I'm not a rat to be spied on, locked up in this room. Those bars look towards the sun every night, look towards the moon.
But it was Elton John that set the seal on Reg Dwight's future. And it was Elton John that was to start an impetus that almost overtook him. He became the superstar everyone had said we needed for so long, and he did it solely on this album, almost literally overnight. This was more than a first excellent album by a new star. It was also the pointer to everything Elton was to do in the future, particularly on Tumbleweed Connection. In many ways, reflecting back on it now, it was perhaps more subtle and easy than Connection, and less, if you like, hard-hitting. The songs more subtle, the melodies less repetitive, the strokes of genius with construction more effortless a business. It was an album that was overall sharp cut as a diamond.
Oh, Moses,
Bernie Taupin's lyrics, to become as important as Elton himself, proved to have a mercurial brilliance.
I'm going back to the ball away.
Not just in atmospheric qualities and descriptive powers, but in the way he handled words to form them into straightforward poems that were easy to relate to. So that first episode at Hinton and the now classic Your Song had a direct simplicity and overall warmth that he has never lost. In retrospect too, it's now easy to trace his career as a writer, to look and see how something like Border Song was to be revisited on Tumbleweed Connection with Burn Down the Mission. Both songs culling their sources from the music and atmosphere of America's southern states. For Elton himself, it was the start of a fluid and easily recognizable vocal and piano style. On Take Me to the Pilot, 60 Years On, and again on Your Song, there were strong hints of what was to blossom technically on piano. More, it designated the way his melodic work would take form, with sudden lifts and drops, the emotional peaks that were to fall into quiet, solace-filled passages that made The Greatest Discovery much less of a commercial proposition, but rather an incredible insight into the lyrical emotions of the man that was writing for him.
Large hands lift him through the air. Excited eyes contain him there.
The whole of Elton John, listened to over a year after it was released, can be related to Tumbleweed, The constant to and fro of sudden recognition between No Shoestrings on Louise to Country Comfort, the dramatic doom film, The King Must Die to Burn Down the Missions and Rampage. The connections are endless. Elton John hit a swift and explosive peak. A peak that, whatever other critics may now be saying, I personally don't think Elton has ever fallen down from musically.